Hey, who's that guy up on the rooftop? Oh my God, it's Sean Kennedy and he's got a mic! Ah! Yeah, that's right, it's Brainwashing 15!
Crew, President accounted for, sir. Little ducks, we're capable of launching more firepower than has ever been released in the history of war. We constitute the front line and the last line of defense. I expect and demand your very best. Anything less, you should have joined the Air Force. All I ask is that you keep up with me. And if you can't, that strange sensation you'll be feeling in the seat of your pants will be my boot in your ass.
Brainwashing.
This is not a debate forum. This is a place where shit gets done. We're gonna fuck shit up. We're just gonna burn it. Fuck you. The organization is called Cult. Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorist. I say what goes, it happens, tits up. That's it. I just don't give a fuck. This is the Cult Battle Cruiser right here. Captain Sean presiding, first officer. Democracy does not work.
We're here to preserve democracy, not democracy.
Don't like it? Fuck off.
I have seen what happens to the proud when they take on the throne.
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. Well, it's Sean K here, and I'm back and in full effect, surround sound and all that good shit. Here to infect your mind, your kid's mind, get you to kill yourself, kill your friends, kill your parents, kill people who owe your parents money, kill your parents' family, kill family. You know, all that good Kaiser Soze kind of shit. So I hope everyone's been doing well, because I've got a fat stack email I wanted to go over and check this shit out. First of all, we got a whole bunch of people finally getting involved. Everybody's getting off their ass and doing stuff. It's fucking great. This shit, I don't know what happened. I guess somebody just flipped a switch and began to realize that maybe the Star Cruiser needs a crew. Maybe that's what's going on. So I've had some very, very, very cool shit going on here in the big world of things. Remember Active Worlds? Remember the Active World server? Remember that thing? Well, you know, I mentioned everybody was involved with the Active World server except for Kexler. Kexler, I did not go and mention in the Active World. What a moron. Holy fuck. Reason why was because Kexler sucks. No, I'm kidding. Kexler was a guy who went did a whole shitload of work. I never gave him any fuck credit. No credit whatsoever. What a dick. What a dick. Sean, you're a total dick. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm giving him credit now. Kexler was huge. Huge and active world. There, happy? Happy now? You fuck? No, I'm kidding. All right, so, moving right along, what do we got going on in the world today? Zophiel, Nomad Network. Group name, Nomad Network. Main page, the URL is www.egroups.com/group/Nomad Network. All one word. That's not like the OJ Simpson thing where it's /escape. Know that one? Anyway, we got a posting address for that. If you want to get onto the posting address, this is the Nomad Network email so that all the nomads can begin doing the advanced wrecking, because, you know, they're a pretty fucking huge clan, all things considered. All that shit going on, it'll be fucking fantastic, and they'll be able to do all the advanced wrecking, get us all here, and no one will know where they are. They'll be everywhere. You know, and eventually they'll start on acid, and that'll... So, where was I talking about? NomadNetwork@egroups.com. To subscribe, you go NomadNetwork-dashy-fucking, you know, the one right beside slash, no, the one right beside the equal sign, slash, shift key. But anyway, it's NomadNetwork-subscribe@egroups.com, okay? So that's what Zophiel has set up. Very good idea, very good idea. Maybe, some other people could go along with that sort of idea and that for other clans. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Also, speaking of what else is going on, Dirch. Yes, yes. And the verification system. A lot of people very concerned that we're being infiltrated by dark spies. Maybe Xenu. Maybe it's Xenu. Xenu and all his anti-Scientology shit. There's another group I think might declare war on pretty soon. Well, you never know. I mean, I'm all for freedom of religion, but they're not a religion. They suck. And, well, I say so. So fuck them, burn, die. All right, where are we at? Dirch. Sorry, forgot about that. Dirch has a verification system that he's building. Dirch is going to be doing a lot of coding with that. Way to go, Dirch. Everyone hail Dirch. Dirch. Okay, so that's what's happening there. Anyone who has any ideas or wants to give me a hand coding or wants to light a fire under his ass or do whatever the fuck they want to do, get in touch with DRCH Dirch or Dirch or DRCH or I believe it's pronounced Dirch, so there you go. Another guy who wants to get involved with some software standard, Breaker_1. Get in touch with him. His particular email address is A_Vitico, which I will spell it, A_VITACCO@MSM.com. But anyway, so that's where you're going to go. get Touchmaker 1, and he wants to get some Deckers together and set up some cult standards for software. I don't know how fucking good of an idea that is. I don't know if it'll work. Maybe everyone will just email him and say, hey, fuck you, Breaker 1, but maybe not. I mean, if it's a good thing and it's a good idea, we can run with it. I say we run fast, free, and fly like fucking Peter Pan with an AK. Okay, Guardian email setup. That is something else I wanted to cover. Isn't this amazing how quickly I can go through stuff as long as I drink enough Dr. Pepper during, you know, the entire process of the thing? Dr. Pepper. Okay, so where was I here? Oh, yes, Guardian email setup. I want to give all the Guardians their own email address. So all the Guardians, send me an email address so that I know where you are so I can send you the info for your new cult email so that you have your very own cult email address, okay? And just put it on there saying, yeah, you can get in touch with me at this email address. That's another thing. You fucking guys, if you're going to send me stories and shit and post it, sign the fucking email, will ya? I have no idea. And then for some fucked up reason, I try to reply to you, Paul, and it comes back mail undeliverable. What, like, you forget that your email account you're using is configured wrong or something? Like, holy shit. It's like, Sean, I've got this pre-Star Cruiser I stole from Roswell. Just give me an email and I'll give it to you. And then, like, I email, yes, I want that Star Cruiser. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Postmaster has mail is undeliverable. Mail is undeliverable. So I'm like, fuck. So I can't go and get goddamn email with, or the Thark else. It were damn much. How shitty is that? Okay, let's talk a little bit about Wacko transcribing site, okay? Let's just talk about that for a little while, all right? Everybody knows the site I'm talking about. If you don't know the site I'm talking about, ah. Okay, all I have to say about this is some of you scare the living shit out of me, okay? That's all I gotta say about that. That's just wacko crazy stuff going on there. I'm talking about people who are transcribing every goddamn word I say and putting it pen to paper. You are mental. That's very scary shit. But, you know, in its own way, I mean, how much higher praise that? I mean, I'm pretty fucking honored. That's pretty nuts. But also, let's talk about transcribing. Let's talk about what is going to be going on. Everyone wants to know about the Book of the Damned, okay? Everyone wants to know about Book of the Damned, how this is going to work. Well, I don't have time to write books. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be talking in the brainwashings about subjects in Book of the Damned, and it's going to be up to people to take the concept that I'm relaying to you in the brainwashings, to write them out, add some shit to it, and then you can send back me saying, hey, Sean, remember what you were talking about here? I think I understood what you said. I wrote a couple pages on it. I think you used it Book of the Damned. I think it was good. I don't think good. You reminded me of something. I think it should be in the direct action manual. What do you think? You send it to me. I then go through your shit and say, wow, this really rules. Or I say, wow, you suck ass. In which case, I will use it or I will not use it. You know what? I not write that book on my own. And honest with you, I not have the training all the areas that, okay? Some guys like Templar Knight. I'd like Templar Knight to get together. Templar, as you're listening to this, maybe if you want to, you can throw together the ideas behind a safe house. What is required in a safe house? How to set up a safe house? That kind of a thing. So people, I mean, bear in mind, not everyone has a house and they can't all have, you know, throwaway knives, disposable shivs, air support, and everything else you got going in the fucked up joint of yours. But I'm just saying that if you want to be able to do that, to be able to, you know, put out some standards of an apartment, bare minimum, like a good, better, best scenario, that'd be cool, TK. Get that done. I know you're a busy guy. TK's done crazy shit lately. The guy's on fire. He's totally taking over stuff. And that is very cool. That's something else I want to talk about in the Book of Damned, okay? Here's your Book of the Damned concept idea that we're going to go over for this month. Book of the Damned concept idea. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more about clans. Now, as you notice, cult getting pretty fucked big, okay? Dr. Pepper. Now, as cult get bigger, clans are going to be into more. Now, when there used to be, like, you know, 10 clans and 18 people, there's two people in each clan, everybody was kind of like, oh, well, you know, yeah, what are you? I'm a prowling cult. Okay, now that's cool. Okay, and we got to keep that kind of cohesion going on here. But what I don't want is I don't want the prophets, okay, bitching out the Ronin because of stuff they're doing. The Ronin's like, excuse me, I'm a Ronin. That's what I do. I don't want the Ronin telling the gargoyles that they don't do enough, okay, which they don't do. And I don't want the gargoyles telling the Deckers not to, you know, fuck shit up and getting the cross war thing happening. And that is a danger that can happen. Right now, folks, in a little bit more on, okay, if as cult's growing now, we're getting like 20, 30 members, 40 members, sometimes more in clans. Okay, there's huge amounts of clans. People need to follow the example of like Marius, okay? People need to go along and ally the clan. Get in touch with people, man. This is your clan. These are guys are into the exact same shit you are. You guys are all in the same house. Yes, we are all work together. Yes, it all happen. But I would like to see that people have cohesion within the Ronin clan, okay? Yes, absolutely. You can disagree with something that the Ronin are doing. Just stand up and right do it, because that is their job. This is what do, okay? This is how they function in the world around them. Okay? Same with the prophets. A lot of Ronin might be like, oh, well, you know, the prophets, all they do is draw pictures. Yeah, but those pictures are the things that inspire dream visions, you the motivation to what is it? Red Dawn was made by prophets. Thank you. Thanks for coming out. Okay, there's a lot of different ideas and concepts that I have worked with, but I'd like to see work more in clan. Clan is a family. A lot of people don't have people they talk to. They don't have people who they can associate with. Don't have people common goals and interests in their quote-unquote real world. I mean, Skip sent us that wonderful piece of information that he posted on the page about how, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go pursue my real life now. Well, a lot of this is their real fucking, okay? A lot of people, this is their reality because their reality is fucked. Okay, they have no idea what's going on in the world around them because the world around them has jacked them, spit on, fuck, jerked off, whatever. They've completely fucked guys over and they've been left with their ass in a sling. So now, come along, they find a community, get in touch with me, they send me an email with a few fucking questions on it, with just a few questions on it, that's all, okay? And all of a sudden they remember this organization. Their ICQ lights up like a Czechoslovakian Christmas tree and they go fucking insane. Now, thing is though, in order to maintain that kind of unity, we have to be able to quote-unquote police our own. John, what are you talking about? Policing our own? That's fucked. No, it's not. This is how we prevent things like Skip Radio from happening again, okay? You get a Ronin who's sitting there saying, you know what? Well, I hate niggers. Well, guess what? Your ass is gone, okay? Anybody can lie, but we need to make sure that our whole idea, the whole regime, stays true to its ideals. I'm not talking about total fucking annihilation of everyone who doesn't believe in our ideas. People hate me? That's fine. That's fine, okay? If you don't like, that's great. But you agree with my ideas. If you think my way of portraying them is wrong, that's fine. Okay, whatever, you don't like it, but as long as you agree with the ideas presented here, then that's what's important. We are about enforced freedom. No more victims. No more victims of anything, okay? That's the idea. We've got to be able to band together. And the trick now is got to start having cohesion. Cannot. Like, if clans get into an argument, if a bunch of Ronin get into an argument with a bunch of prop, that doesn't bother me too much, provided you guys go and start throwing rocks at each other, okay? But the fact that if all lie together with prophets and the prophets stick together and the Ronin stick, that's concept. They're like, well, I'm playing Ronin Cult. It's okay to be different. It's okay to have different ideas. We're getting big enough now. It's unreasonable to think that everybody will think the same way. It's unreasonable to think that way, okay? The whole idea here is that, you know, well, the security officers don't tell the fucking medical personnel on the Star Cruiser how to run the ship. It won't fly, okay? It won't fly. No one will know how the fuck anything works. You've got to stick within your own lands. You've got to work in your class. Well, does that mean that we can't talk to them? No, that's bullshit. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying get to land. Get to know who guys are. They think just like they're saying goddamn man. There's enough people who don't sit there and they're like, well, you know, when I joined, I didn't know shit about shit, but now I'm realizing I'm a decker and I'm not really a gargoyle. I want to be deck where I want to go. That's what I want and what I want to learn. Right on. They'll accept you open arms. A lot of joiners a prophet and they realize, wow, this guy's like totally militant, okay? TK, once again, love using the guy as an example. Why? He's a freaker by nature, okay? He's got all kinds of telecom experience. He's an old phone freak. What clan's he in? Ronin. Why? Because that's the way he's wired, okay? That's the way he wants to run things. I think that's great. I think it's fine. It's all about free choice. That's what we gotta have. But we should be working together within our clans, okay? That's the idea. Have to have cohesion. If anyone wants to write anything up there about get it to me, so get this thing fired up. Absolutely, it is what is wired. Okay, the Mr. Echo bullshit is getting died down finally, thank God. Okay? www.geocities.com/Laris, O-L-A-R-I-S, Ripper, for it. Some coward went and put a site up, all a big blame site about Echo. Okay, now I know everybody Echo's on everybody's shit list, right? Okay? No, everybody's all pissed off, the terrible guy. Well, fuck, all right, fuck you. What do you think? You know, the guy's done a shitload of work. And so what? So what? Maybe he used some software. Maybe he didn't. Come on, guys. You're going to sit there and make fun of shit that you have no idea what the fuck's going on? You're going to sit there and make fun of a guy who's just done a shitload of work? Now, I'm not saying you can't disagree with one called. I'm not saying that you have to love Echo, okay, like my buddy or eh? Such is not the case. I'm just saying have some fucking decency, will ya? Jesus Christ. I mean, if you're going to sit there and blame the guy, at least have the fucking balls to post your name. Goddamn. That's disgusting, okay? If you guys want to do that shit, that's fine, okay? Go the fuck somewhere else. Because I do not need that kind of shit. It's an IRC chat room. We'll grow the fuck up, all right? Think about it. My fucking God, I was disgusted. Really, really pissing off. You know what, Dad? There's so much still caught up in that shit. There's maybe 20, 30 people in the organization of more than 300. 10% of the people are causing problems over shit. Fucking get over it, all right? Get over it. Get over your fucking shit and just go. I'm sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it, okay? If you didn't get the idea from the last brainwashing, it's not 3 or 4 more fucking time, right? Now put that in respect now. Moving right along. Talk a little bit more about the positive. Matter of fact, we need more positive. Everybody's been so fucking negative, right? Let's get a little bit more positive going on. You know what I think on the cult site? You know what I think on the new cult site? Because guess what, boys and girls? As I'm recording, sitting in front of me right now is the brand new cult server, which yours truly ponied up $600 out of some parts and got some shit out of work. Anyway, I got some fucking good shit going on. I got a shit box, okay? In any case, hats off to us. But anyway, seriously, got the new server. The new webpage is going to be going in there. That's when finally all the goddamn clan changes are going to be taken into effect. That's when it's going to be happening. Cult server's up. APOC coming back. China. I thought about Sunday night, something like that. Sunday 9th, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday 9th, 10th, whatever. Anyway, he's coming back to China with his girlfriend or I don't know if that, but that's cool. At that point, we'll be able to move this thing to the next level. The next level. And there's something coming. There's something in mail. The Inquisition is in the mail, okay? I can't do an announcement about it yet because I want to make sure that we're totally set up. And this is going to propel cult to a level which blow your fucking mind. This will be the singly greatest thing I think that we have ever accomplished as a group and as a whole and will be easily the most unifying thing. It's fucking great. Really good idea. I'm going to be relying on some heavy people here. We rely relying on Bulldog, not just Sean Kay anymore. I'm going to be relying on some of the Guardians. Help my ass out and get this thing running, all right? It's very fucking cool. Further pending announcements concerning the Inquisition, so be ready for it. Now, I got an interesting email here, and I'm going to read it to you. All right, hopefully I won't be kind of boring as I read this. Fuck, listen up. I got an email from 420 Canada, okay? This is very, very cool. 420 Canada is the guys who did 420. 420, of course, is a number five odd or some shit like that. I don't really know where the number comes from, but, okay, the fucking founder of 420 has acknowledged, Bo Henderson, okay, of 420 Canada, has acknowledged cult as being power, okay? And a lot of people are like, well, of course. No, you don't fucking understand. Do you realize when people come to us and start asking for our help, how imperative that is? How huge that is for people of other countercult? This is 420. They're fucking huge. They're one of the legalization giants, okay, on the web. These are guys trying to legalize pot. I think it should be legal. Me, personally, I think it should be legal. That way, at least we'll have some fucking standards. I mean, Jesus Christ, you want to know the background on it? Pick up a book called Emperor Wears No Clothes, but the size of a phone book. Give that a fucking read, okay? It's not jaded bias literature. It's all based on the history of the ban of marijuana, which I would rather see booze banned than I would see pot. Well, you know, John, no, fuck you, okay? You ever see a drunk drive? You ever see a guy who's stone drive? A guy who's stone drives at 4 miles an hour, okay? I'm not saying I think everybody should be doing pot, numbing their brain, all the shit, but what I am saying is I should have the right to take the edge off if I want to, because of freedom. It's all about freedom. So, I'm going to read this email that founder of 420 Canada sent me. Okay, here we go. Sean, I've put together some information about my cause that you had mentioned that mentioned brain. I sent him and he sent me things saying, wow, you know, I really respect your organization, la, 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 la. Would you be willing to talk a little bit about my organization? I'm like, fuck, are you joking? Absolutely. All right, anyway. This is how thousands of other Canadians feel. Along with myself, many other Cenobites, 60% of Canadians feel that marijuana should be legalized, mostly for the purpose of medical uses, but as well as recreational use. There are a lot of lies that have been passed about marijuana. This is how and why marijuana has been illegal for the last 7 years. Why is it legal? Well, because 7 years ago, there were people like this. Marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind. Fuck right. Most marijuana smokers are Negroes, Hispanics, Filipinos, and entertainers. Yeah, they're right in there. Their satanic music, jazz, and swing results from marijuana usage. This marijuana causes white women to seek sexual relations with Negroes. Maybe if they got some weeks. Marijuana prohibition is founded on lies and racism, prejudice, and ignorance. Nothing could be truer, okay? Nothing could be truer. I'm going to read that again. Marijuana prohibition is founded in lies and rooted in racism, prejudice, ignorance. If you don't want to pot, if you don't want to smoke pot, I respect that. That's your fucking choice. You should also respect the choice of people who do want to pot. If you don't want to get drunk all the time, that's fine, but it's a choice. It's a choice. And what are your standards? Where are you willing to stand up and say, hey, you know what? I don't think that this is right. I should be able to carry on here. The truth is, marijuana prohibition does not work. Most people are scared. Legalize their kids be smoking it, and everyone be smoking it. Blah, blah, bullshit. It was just as easy for your child or sibling to get a hold of weed now as it would be as if it became legal. If it was legalized, age limits would, as there are with any other fucking drug, okay? Today we have marijuana, themarijuanaparty.org. Some people think joke, not a joke. Get on the site, it just may change your mind. Marijuanaparty.org. Give that a check out of shit. Anyways, all this stuff has caused me to start thinking of a site called 420. Caused me to start a site called 420canada.com. 420canada.com was started as a way to vent my anger towards current laws about prohibition, going big, very big. However, I'm calling for help now. Those members of cult that may remotely share the same ways that I feel. Come on, Cenobite. I need some help running this site. I am a very busy person at the moment. No shit. Try to run a fuck website. Got a kind of momentum. See how big. Very busy at the person at the moment. I'm preparing to launch a show that will be aired on hotev.net. I have a full-time job and an ailing wife to look after. Oh my god, terrible. I know you. No shit. Probably pot would help there too. Because medical shit fucks. But anyway. By the way, my wife My wife is a medicinal user of weed. She uses a cut down on the amount of morphine she needs to deal with the pain recurring kidney stones. Okay, anybody want to know about an addictive drug for 1,000? Let's talk about morphine. The fuck, they'll hand that shit out, problem, won't they? Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, in Vietnam, troops got so hooked on morphine, they'd shoot the medics just to get the shit, okay? Brutal. Anyone is interested. If anyone is interested in helping this guy. Now, this is not just for people who got, you know, the skills on running a website. Not just folk, you know, who want to be a webmaster, build a webpage, eh? What we're talking about here is I'm talking about Cenobites. People, if he has a use for you, he will use it. Send him an email. Don't just say, I want to help, okay? Send him an email. Say, hey, I've got skills. I can write really good. I can speech it. I can do research as an article. I believe in your cause. I think this is something to work on. If you're not sure whether or not you want to be involved, learn about it. Check some, okay? You gotta check some, and then you gotta broadband, okay? Gotta do your checksum and agree with it. By fuck's sake, broadband. Gotta do that shit. Anyway, if you want to let him know, you can say on it that I'm a cult member, heard Brainwashing 15, want to get involved, okay? Let's have a little bit of show of force here, okay? We got enough people in this fuck organization that rather than putting up posts bitching about people running an IRC, we should be putting up posts talking to these guys saying, hey, cult believes in what you're doing. I think cult does believe in what. You know what? Because I fucking said so, that's why. And it absolutely goes along with every single thing that we've gone along with. Well, Sean, you're advocating drug use. Fucking am advocating drug use. You want to use drugs? Just go right the fuck ahead. If you're not knowing, I advocate suicide too, if you're fucking stupid, okay? Why not? Call a gene pool. Get the fuck off my planet and stop breathing my air. But if you want to do something about it, then why not stand up and make a fucking stand? Okay, getting right along, I would also appreciate a place to house the site. It's currently on my machine, which won't be good enough for too much longer. May have been a bunch of babbling and bad spelling, but I have it. Spelling Dark Mulcahy's Lock. But I spent my weekend in the hospital, awake all night, looking after my wife, just been injected more other dangerous narcotics. After she got over her addiction, my mind is fucked. Sorry, I hope you get the message. Thanks. Stay lit, Bo Henderson, founder of www.420.com. Canada, 420canada.com. Once again, without me fucking up, www.420canada.com. Okay, so there is a caller. We're talking about a guy who's got a sick wife, okay, behind message, okay, he's floundering, he's fighting the war, doing the deed, he's standing up for what he believes on. He comes to cult saying, you know what, you guys got power and I'm gonna need some of it because, well, I'm really fucking hurting, okay? All you Cenobites out there, and I know there's guys out there, I've had fucking people join who tell me they fucking deal the shit, okay? People out there who want to help, you want to get behind something, get behind it. It's 26 million people in Canada, 6 million people in Canada. Want to think where the fuck it's get legalized, this would be a good spot to do it. Gonna be the first people who allow gay marriages. You gotta start somewhere, okay? We're the haven for hackers, don't you know? Don't you know? We're the haven for it, okay? So if you want to help, fuck, I want to see some wants this guy. Please send me some information when you contact this guy. I'm not gonna forward any information on to that, okay? You gotta call him out. You get this, or you know people who are involved with it. Everybody knows somebody smoked pot, okay? You can spread the virus on this guy. You can spread his virus. Get that passed around so people know. So people know what's going on. It's important. This guy to us said, hey, help, help. Guys, sing, need some fucking help. For fuck's sakes, we need help. Hey, come on. Do the fucking right. Now then, if you don't, tell him the fuck off. All right, now, here we go. I had Romeo Jr. Do Romeo Jr. Here we go. I'm going through my emails. Send me emails with all this shit, so I gotta go through it. As I go through brainwashing, that way I'm sure to cover all the points. Points are important cover, okay? Romeo Jr. is going to be taking over as cult historian. I couldn't think of a really good name for a cult historian, so maybe you guys can think of one. I remember I got so upset when I called fucking Apoc Prophet about shit a brick. So anyway, he wants to be the cult historian. So what does that mean? It means he catalogs all the shit that happens in cult, birth dates, inception, when we, big projects. It's actually very important so that when we're all old, we can look back and say, yeah, man, I was there. I remember that when that shit happened. I remember what it was going on. It's a total gargoyle thing to do. That's what Romeo Jr. is going to do. And if you want to help him with that or give him a hand with it, okay, his should be up by Friday night. That's Friday, which is the 8th. Okay, so as of December 8th, probably a few days after that. So you can probably give him an email now. Info is available at www.romeojr, that's jr.net, okay? And his email is, I'm going to spell this fucker out, G-U-A-M-B-O-N-S, Wombones, that's what the word is, at gci.net. Okay, that's his email, and his ICQ number is 535-8145. Score bonus, rock later, okay? That's what that happens. You want to get involved? Hey, wow, that's really cool. I'd like to give this guy a hand as to what is going on with that. Okay, very, very. Now, we had a Ronin join a little while ago named Ronin Callie the Destroyer. Gotta like someone named Callie Destroyer. Callie, very angry girl, okay? Callie is a very, very angry girl. You know what? She's really pissed off at the old pedophile. So, she sent this link, which I think we should check out. It's called, now, don't www on this. It's http://yowatchpdowach.org/index.hm. This website makes it super easy to avoid report child exploitation. What would that website again? http://edowach.org/index.hm. Super easy to report child exploitation on and off internet to police officers. This isn't a tool we can use. Not at all. What are you fucking kidding? This is great. Not only can we fuck guys on the web, but we can report assholes and have their asses thrown in jail to get ass fucked by Bubba the Barbarian. That'll fucking mint, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's great. Okay? Absolutely. Check thing out. So thank you very much, Ali the Destroyer. Kelly Mata. Okay, very cool. Very, very. Kelly the Destroyer sent that on. Check that out. They also give the names and addresses of all pedophiles where they live. Isn't that nice? Another person who's starting a really kick-ass cult project is gonna be Paradox, okay? And he sent me an email about this because he's got a mud project. Now, apparently, I'm a little fuzzy on how this works. This is like role-playing. Now, I know I got what's to come, a hardcore gamers in the organization, eh? So this is very cool. Let me check this out. Hey, okay, well, I'm in the process of looking for a cheap host for to run the mud on. Anyone who wants more information, get it. But that's not a problem. Me and Bot, get it started. We're working on it. As a good thing about mud that can have a number of players at one time. Could be one, could be 100 of us up there 24-7. So this is like an online role-playing game you can log into 24-7. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, check out on Mud. M's Muds, okay? That's what's going on. It's very, very cool concept. Going to be like an online role-playing happening all the time. Role-playing game, text-based, kick-ass, stimulate brain, saved my life when I was growing up. They fuck old. I'm currently checking out hosting on Dune.net. They're known for their hosting. It's cheap enough. Me and Bonnie bought it. Cool, the guy's going to put money in. Anyone who wants to help hosting building areas, all up welcome. So he
make contact with
I'll even train people to be builders, because we're going to need at least a cup. For when I get going, players will all be easy, and they'll be able to use Telmet or any of the numerous mud clients out there, the best and basic G-Mud. Which more I hope mud, I'll throw up down site where I'm
get it, so shit.
With all the info about this stuff. As for this swamping, it's what I'm used to. I build areas for another mud right now, so this guy isn't somebody who thought this shit up to actually done this before. I'll be devoting 90% of my time to this one. I'm actually going to need one of the talented prophets to make an ASCI, ASCII, design for the start screen. Plus, I'll need to think of a name for it, but I'll get input, and I'm sure it'll be easy. Another good part, the ROM codes come Arena Mud School, and there's auto info to help experienced players get the hang of it. A very newbie-friendly, provided challenge for experienced players. It shall prove interesting. I'm going to basically devote 24/7 of my online time this. Anyone, so if possible, can post that if anyone's to help, contact me. Okay, in order to get in touch with this guy, okay, contact him at auto78@yahoo.com, or you can ICQ him at 1119633. Okay, that guy's ICQ, and this is Paradox. Okay, this is very cool. Online role playing, very, very sweet. You don't want to get involved with 420. Hey, how about we just get an exit to adventure going on here, okay? That's a good idea. Why not? Fuck, it's a good thing. Anything that can build us, bring us closer together as a community, I think's in my books, all right? Very cool. Get in touch with them at those two ads. Cyber Samurai's been on me lately about ID, getting eye tags, dog tags, and shit like that so they'll get ID. A lot of guys want to get those coder rings going on because they're super cool. We got nothing to put in the ring, but they're very cool. Okay, well, we got to make sure that it's all cool. I don't want to spend a shit that's worth. So we are going to be getting some ID going on, but it's all going to come back to Dirch and his working out with verification sys. So that's going to be a huge project to get that thing done. Very, very, very cool. Very cool. Very important. Glad that this thing is happening. But we are going to eventually probably have dog tags or some ID cards. I'd like to get some coder ring happening, shit like that. You know, the ones that are hardwired in, touch them up to some verified store, that kind of stuff. But I mean, so what includes the ring? Somebody steals it, we know what code to. A lot of stuff involved. Very, very cool. So what else we got going on here? Ronan Templar Knight, that crazy fuck guy. Check this out. He's gone. I have all the clan names like clannomad.com registered. Let me read that again. Okay, I have all the clan names like clannomad.com all registered. The guy's got them all. He's got them all, okay? He paid for them out of his pocket. Okay, how fucking crazy is that? Anyway, I can set them all up like www.clandecker.com, a redirect site, and also the personal website like tk.clanronan.com. So, if you want to start getting into your clan, if you want to start doing that and building some cohesion, you have your own goddamn fucking website, okay? All you got to do is talk to Templar Knight. That's all you got to do. I mean, how very cool is that? Okay, so you want to sit there instead of having, you know, Yahoo at subscript at fucking insert 20 string of numbers here. You can have a personal website that's a cult website. We're going to be able to get some logos up on so people see that, in fact, you know, holy shit, they do a search on cult, get a fucking phone book, because there's all these sites of people who are involved with a clan, who are involved, talk with each other, people who are involved, the community that is cult. This is the whole idea. Getting back to email here, I could set them up, use as they request, but they're only 5th allowed on each, so we will get 150 direct clan. I do plan on down the road setting up email server mains, and for domains to it will be unlimited. That's where it's at right now. Let me know what you think. Since God didn't make stupidity painful, that's where I guess. Gotta love TK. Okay, very cool. I'm not gonna give out his real name here, put it on the L, so just get in touch. Okay, don't know where TK is, go into the rant radio room or the cult room and start talking shit, and I'm sure K will find you pretty fuck quickly. Okay, so that's what's going on with TK. Very fucking cool. You realize how cool that is? I mean, shit, guys, this is amazing. We're getting people from fucking organizations all over Canada talking to us and kick ass. How fucking cool is that? That's me. Okay, very sweet. As you can see, this issue with cult is pretty heavy about you doing stuff instead of just bitching anymore. People are like, hey, I want something to do. Okay, you want something to do? Here we go. Let's talk about the hand, okay? Let's talk about some of these organizations that have been started within cult. Let's talk about strike games, okay? This is something else for the Book of the Damned. Anyone want to transcribe this? Get it happening. This is what we need. What is going on? If we wish to be effective, we need to work together. It is unreasonable for people to think we're going to be able to work massively together without huge, huge fucking bureaucracy and sites and pages. We have to think of ourselves as cells, as radical cells, okay? This is what we need to do. So if anything happens, just kill one of them. It's just one piranha gone from the school and the rest of them will strip you down to your bones in a matter of seconds, eh? This is the idea. So in order to do this, can't be lone wolves, okay? We got to work together. Best way to do this is in teams, in strike teams. Concept of a strike team is very, very important. Now, there's several different types of strike team, right? And this is what is going on. If you want to get together, people come to me and say, Sean, I want to start up a strike team. I want to get this going on, okay? Here's what you got to do. If you want to start a strike team, find out, of course, everybody who's going to be into it, and then determine what kind of strike team you're going to be. Are you going to be a vampire strike team? Going to be a Decker strike team? Are you going to be a Ronin strike team? What kind of strike team is, okay? Then tell me the kind of missions that you want to run. If you don't want to label your strike team with a clan name, whatever, that's fine. Just tell me the kind of missions you want to do. If you want to do art, have an artistic strike team, that's very handy. It's needed, okay? Guys need fucking work done. Look at the guys, you know, know, going on, getting shit done with the mud. We need that. Okay, we need that. So if you want to go and get this stuff happening, okay, we need to have strike teams for that. If you want to be a vampire strike team, generally lends, shall we say, presence to, say, Christian book burnings or something like that, a vampire strike team could be very handy there. Maybe team them up with a Cenobite strike team. That could be a lot of fun. You could have a nomad strike team who goes out and runs support with a gargoyle strike team, goes into protests and documents everything that's going on. You catching the feel here? You're catching what's going on now. Once you know who the strike team is, once you get it together, I don't want to know who it is. Okay, I don't want to know everyone who's in your organization. You want to get a web page together, get it up, talk to TK, all right? Because as we'll find out here, as we know, okay, he can set you up with a strike team website. Okay, we've already got it there. It's there. It's there for free. You can go, you can set this shit up. And then what you do is you have the website up and you have a contact. That contact, you have a primary and a secondary. Send me that information. Payson Zero gets the information on the strike team. I need to know your primary contact, how to contact you. Give me at least three forms, okay? ICQ, email, maybe two email addresses. And if you want to give me your phone number, do that too, okay? I don't want to know physical locations, anything like that. This is for security reasons, all right? You give me that information. Then you give me the kind of missions you want to run. Sean, I want to go into pedophile's house and kill them with 2x4s. Okay, I'll just make note of that. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I want to know the kind of missions you want to run, things you want to do, and a number of how many people are in your organization. I do not want to know who's in your organization. This is for security reasons, okay? And as these strike teams begin to form, we can have links from the cult pages, from the leader of the cult.org. You can have a setup there saying strike teams, and you can go to your strike team. You can have logos drawn up all within their, under the sub-guise of cults. You realize how fucking strong that could make us? We're talking about radical cells lend their strength and power to cult. We could have entire subgroups of hackers going, you know what? Cult isn't just about believing in Sean, it's about believing in ourselves and believing in our team and in our unit, and we can just not, instead of losing power, we can gain power by joining in with another army. We can just make this thing happen. We need to have sections, special forces, black ops, need to have that shit. So, no matter what kind of strike team you want to start, send me that information. Send me the type, your primary, secondary contacts, okay? So that we can do assignments and missions, little homework things that can do, make the world a better fucking place for everyone, all right? So, anybody wants to build on that, transcribe that, do whatever the fuck you want to do to build that out more. If you come up with more ideas about how to set up a strike team, think security, okay? Give me an email. Final email. We're going to go over here and this whole thing. You like the content? We got some good content. Lots of, not so much bitching, just relaying information in a nice, concise, informative fashion. I got an email from Flesh Tripper Melancholic. Flesh Tripper Melancholic sent me this email. Now, check this out. Pretty cool. Okay, I know Cult Direct Action Organization, and to take part in protests as a group, not something Cult has done so far, but I think we'd pass info along. This is interesting. Next spring, all the nations on the Western Hemisphere are having a meeting. But the Free Trade Arena of the American FLCA.org. This is equivalent to the extension of NAF, all of North and South America. Bad. This is going to be take place in Quebec City on 2001. There'll be a lot of protesting going on there at, get more information at /WTOaction.org/FTAA.HML. So much, in fact, that the largest ever security operation in Canadian history will take place at this meeting. Downtown Quebec City will become a police state. Mandatory security checks and ID badges for all of its residents. Let me read that again. Downtown Quebec City will become a police state with mandatory security checks and ID badges for its residents. How fucked up is that? Okay. Instead of having cult members show up in March, I think it might be worth starting a project to documentation this protest. Have cult members with their digital cameras, notebooks, and PDAs in the city observing the protest. To the cult could be an independent news resource for the event. What a fucking cool idea. Don't hate the media. Become the media. That way we can totally take shit over. Also, one other idea. When it comes to that cult has a reasonable amount of money, you might be consenting for cult to set up a cult scholarship. There's a lot of very intelligent kids group. It would be a horrible shame not to have a chance learning on high school. Education, massive form of direct actions, you know. Yes, very true. Information is power. I would love to fucking set up a cult scholarship. But you know what? I don't have any fucking money. And a whole lot of people are going to have to buy shirts, and we're going to have to work out something in order to get some cash going on in order for it. Okay? Anyway, on another... I lost my place. If you think these ideas are both shite, let me know. I don't think they're shite. If you think they are incredibly wrong, half-assed ideas for a member who has only recently realized that he needs to take part in cult more, that the ideas of mockery with cult standards for it, tell me. I feel with my lack of ability to code create sites, I'm a little used to cult. Maybe now I can try to be part of 20% while we talk. Okay, this guy will fuck up, all right? What do you mean? I mean, look at this. This is a brilliant idea. Would I have thought of this? Did I even know this? We always downplay our own abilities. Think about it, guys. You always downplay your own ability. I get this all the time. Poison Cheeto. Poison Cheeto's in a band. I can't play a fucking instrument. I can't do that shit, but you can. There's people out there who can draw, make poetry, write. Do art. You ever read anything that Rancid Girl's written? Have you ever read any of that shit? It's fucking brilliant. Okay, she can fill a book with that. Why don't you write a book? Why don't we write comedias? Become people who are dreamers, weavers, people who build reality. You know what we gotta do? You've gotta stand up and say, wait a minute, I'm not fucking useless. Wait a second, I'm not a guy who's a loser. I'm not gonna sit here and just fucking take this. I'm not just gonna sit here and let my world turn to shit for me, my kids, my grandkids, for my sister's kids. I'm not gonna let that shit happen, man. I'm gonna stand by and let some fucking Russian asshole fuck little kids in Russia and film it and put it up there on the web for people to see. I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that shit's gonna go. I don't think we're gonna take that shit anymore. And this is the strength. All you need is the will. Just the will to make this shit happen. I have zero skills when it comes to doing shit on the web. But what have I got? I'm a webmaster. I can do some networking. So what? You can train a monkey in half an hour to do most of the shit that I do, okay? Half a fucking hour. And what have I done? All I can do is talk, guys. All I can do is talk. And look at what we have built just because of one person's idea. Think about that. All you have to do is spread the virus. That's all you've got to do. And once we start building stronger, better, and faster together, we build this thing into a fucking total juggernaut that will not stop. It will never be stopped because people will have caught fire. When was the last time fucking believed in anything? When was the last time? I mean, look at the video footage, man. Look at the video footage back in the 60s. Yeah, most of them were stoned, but they believed in something, didn't they? They believed in it. They believed in a future, an idea, a concept before it was beaten, drugged, starved, imprisoned, and drilled out of their fucking bodies. They had all these great ambitions and dreams for a future, but now it's gone. Well, now the torch has been passed to us. It has been passed to cult, and I'll be damned if I'll sit there and let that fall by the wayside. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. Don't be.